Track 15. Picking inspiration from the garden, Norwich textile designer Bella Singleton's mum's garden is a source of ideas for her colourful silk scarves.
Where did your love of drawing and textiles come from? Was it nurtured from an early age?
I don't think it was nurtured more than anything else, but my parents' work most definitely had an influence on me. A garden designer, art historian mother, and antiques dealer father probably meant that the arts was always exciting to me. I definitely wasn't academic, though, so drama and art were the fun things at school, and I've always chased them. I have one sport mad brother and a science studying brother, so who knows? I always loved pattern mostly, but didn't know it was something I could do until much later when I was doing an art foundation course at Falmouth.
What made you decide that you wanted to go into textiles as a career?
Really amazing encouragement from my tutors at Falmouth. Everything I tried my hand at always ended up with pattern in it. I couldn't escape it. Seeing how surface patterns could end up on a product was always interesting to me.
Where and what did you study?
I did an art foundation course at Falmouth University, and I went on to Leeds Art College to get a degree in printed textiles and surface pattern design.
What was it that made you want to create your own brands, and why did you decide to focus on scarves?
I always thought it was possible to run my own business and was never scared, silly really, because to me it was normal. My father started his business, which he set up and ran himself and still does. And scarves are timeless. They really are the one accessory that will probably never go out of fashion. There isn't any other that speaks so boldly of your personality. You notice a nice scarf on someone. It makes an outfit sing. If the colours are right, you can change your whole complexion. And they bring a lot of fun and joy. From a designer's perspective, it really is a blank canvas. The subject matter is endless. To me, it's like painting, I suppose, but with the excitement of fashion and making it unique to the wearer.
Tell us about how the design and production process works.
Well, I always begin with hand drawings, usually in fine liners. Once I have enough, I use Photoshop to combine the motifs and begin building the layers. Repetition is key, and getting the scale right is important when going to print. My production is split between Italy and the UK. The process is really straightforward, and I'm lucky to have two amazing manufacturers that I've worked hard to build relationships with over the years.
How does your mum's career as a garden designer inspire your work?
The garden at home I grew up in is so beautiful thanks to all her amazing work. I got married there, and it's a very special place full of beautiful flowers, a constant source of inspiration. When I go there, I feel calm and creative. They bought the house 35 years ago and have been working on the garden ever since, so I know great things take time. Unfortunately, I haven't inherited their green fingers.
Are you working on new prints at the moment?
I am, yes. I have some very blousy floral neckerchiefs launching in May, so keep an eye out. I'm drawn to block colours of orange, blues and greens at the moment, but in quite acid tones.
Do you have any favourite gardens you like to visit in Norfolk?
Well, I live very close to the plantation garden in Norwich, which is beautiful, so I'm there a lot during the summer.
What have your career highlights been so far?
On paper, it's probably working with Tate Modern many years ago when I launched a trade show Top Draw. I was commissioned to design some scarves for their shop and 700 units went into production. However, for me personally, it's the launch of clothing in 2020. Unfortunately, COVID then hit, so things came to a halt. But the collections I did produce, I was very proud of.
Do you have any plans for the future that you can tell us about?
Yes. In 2026, I'll be relaunching clothing on a small scale. Limited edition silk shirt dresses will be the first product to make a comeback, as they were my best sellers from a few years back. I hope they'll take us from day to night, casual forms in fancy fabrics. This is certainly what I want to be wearing anyway. I'm working with a Norfolk-based pattern cutter and manufacturer, so this is a new and much more flexible way to work, which I think will be better for what I want to offer to my customers. And how I work naturally is a little more in line with this too.
Where in Norfolk can we buy your designs?
From my website at bellasingleton.com and by appointment in Norwich at my studio. Get in touch at bella@bellasingleton.com.